Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Fesco Dusty, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. We have some Black Friday football specials going for you. It is Mac Morey. It is Drew Nixon at 8. It is me and JT at 11. Let's go. Drew Nixon, the producer of Coding Gold, and also he'll be on a show here with Logan Weber.
That's right.
10 and 2. We were talking about, just to say, I know you're a college football guy like me. Chip Kelly, he's failed out of the NFL, and we understand he just got released by the Raiders. He was he did leave a head coaching position to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Where he won a national title. With the 10 openings now in college football, Chip, don't mess with the NFL anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody will hire you in college football.
Come home.
Will hire you.
Come home where you are more welcomed, I would say. Yes. College football. And look, it doesn't even have to be. I think he would come back as a coordinator, I would say, more likely than being a head coach, just because Arkansas, I don't think, is hiring him. Oklahoma State, we saw they just hired
your checks all over the place, the other ADs. What up?
I feel like, you know, Chip Kelly is one of those guys that's going to fill in somewhere as an OC. We'll have to see where he goes. But anyways.
So a couple things came up. Obviously, we talked about turkey and ham, the debate we had earlier. Thanksgiving. Deviled eggs. We talked a lot of deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, hey?
No, but
I've never had deviled eggs.
But deviled eggs on Thanksgiving.
You've never had deviled eggs?
The text line was full of egg talk, right? So I even had the owner of a barbecue restaurant, barbed wire, out here call because he has fried deviled eggs.
Let's go.
So he called in and talked about how to do it. I can't cook worth a crap, and we know this, but I go to the experts. I ask the pros what they do. So you said turkey, but I think you actually think ham is better. There's only two total ham guys from the station. Me and Dusty said clearly ham, but the rest, Rob was kind of on the fence with it, but it did go turkey. Cody was kind of on the fence with it, but did go turkey. Let's be honest here. Which one you having tomorrow? Or any of them?
Oh, tomorrow is going to be turkey.
Are you making it? Or your wife?
Technically, we both are.
You bought it.
Not made already, but we just have to, you know, we're going to put it on the plate and have, you know, we're going to cook it. And
right,
then we'll
so you're
put some
cooking
on
you're not
it.
Having it, like, you're not buying it at a
correct
restaurant that's already cooked it.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to Popeyes and getting the Cajun turkey,
okay,
no.
Gotcha.
No. A lot of these barbecue
even though
restaurants
I have heard that
smoking
is very good.
Yeah, the Popeyes turkey is pretty good. People have to reserve these things. Just like the Smokehouse Barbecue, they'll smoke it for you. Well, they ship it to Fesco in New Jersey.
So I don't know if this is something that they do. I haven't asked, I suppose, but like it's just two people. It's just me and the wife. So we don't get
that
a
matters
full-size turkey, you know. We just get a little.
It's just you and your wife. No other family members tomorrow.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's normally Thanksgiving is just us. So obviously the portion sizes are
a little smaller,
a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what? Okay, for you two, then what are your guys' sides then? Like, because I'm assuming you guys aren't going to have all of the sides that in a normal Thanksgiving has.
No. So we have cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, and we make something called corn pudding. It basically is like
my
a
mom
corn
makes
casserole,
that,
dude.
Yeah.
It's so
corn
good.
Corn pudding. Explain this.
I think it's so good.
It's like cornbread, but it's way more softer.
Okay.
And I mean, it's sweet.
So
haven't
had it. It looks on the outside, it looks like cornbread essentially, but then inside of it is corn. You Jiffy Mix, sour cream, sweet corn, cream style corn, and
Look at you, Drew. I didn't know.
There's something else
cook.
That I'm missing.
I thought it was destiny.
Eggs, and you find a way to pop it together.
Eggs, yeah, and you mix it together, and then you pour it in like a.
It's so good. It's so good.
Do you use the? I don't eat cranberry sauce. I don't like the cranberry stuff.
I don't care for that. That's more.
Do you do the can then? I'm assuming.
Or yep.
Yeah.
It's like one of the grossest things is that pulling like cranberries out of a can. It's all flopping around and stuff.
It looks like Jell-O.
It looks like crap.
Yeah. We don't traditionally have alcohol on Thanksgiving.
What the hell?
We'll have Martinelli, the sparkling cider. That stuff's so good.
The sparkling cider?
Martinelli is so good.
Why no alcohol?
Do you have any Hawaiian rolls?
Yes.
Okay. I
forgot about that.
The Hawaiian rolls are a staple.
We have to have the rolls, yeah.
So no alcohol on Thanksgiving?
No, I think it's not like a...
It's a lot of times how you deal with family.
Yeah, well, in fairness, it's just us. And also, I'm very blessed to have a great family where... I don't feel the need to go to alcohol to get through the day. We all get along very well. There'll be moments where we irritate each other, I think, but also I'm very blessed.
Oh, you don't have the uncle coming around asking you about some politics just to stir the pot.
Pull my finger.
So for Thanksgiving and Christmas, no, but for like our vacation to the Outer Banks, it always comes up, but I think we each like everybody respects their own opinion enough where it's like, I disagree with you.
But I can stand you.
But I can still hang with you and talk about football 5 minutes later.
That's how we feel about you, Drew. You're a Bengals fan, but we can hang around and stand with you.
I appreciate that. You know, I really appreciate everybody who is going to hear me if the Bengals win tomorrow and then the Steelers lose.
Honestly,
can I
tell you something, Drew? I honestly want you to win.
Joe Burrow!
I would like you to win. I think it would be good for everybody.
I also would love... There is a universe. I don't know if it's this one. There is a multiverse that has the Bengals winning every game and then making the playoffs. I hope it's this one because then Alex and Cody get to wear the Hooters outfit.
Oh, yes, they do.
Man, that's right.
I'll tell you this much, and I could get a lot of hate for this, but I would rather see the Bengals in the playoffs than Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. And it's just because I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I
I don't know.
Well, let's go.
They're favorable. Both of them would be favorable matchups. The Bengals are interesting. This game got a lot better. It's certainly the way the Ravens were. And without Burrow, I mean, this game looked like crap on Thanksgiving.
Still night. No like, T. Higgins, though.
Like, you know, no T. Higgins. But it's like, all right, Packers, Lions, early Chiefs, Cowboys, then boom, it's the Ravens. It's got better. You know, the Chiefs were in the very first Thanksgiving night game, 2006, against the Broncos.
I was going to say against Denver, right?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't brought up Denver, too.
Were those the Jake Plummer?
In 2006, Broncos, the Chiefs won 19. And I brought up Sean Payton in the Broncos.
Okay.
Because he was peacocking, talking about him being a first-half team. I told him to ask the Colts if they're a first-half team or not, because the Chiefs look okay in the second half.
Yeah, it certainly looked like the Colts were the first-half team.
And 7 out of 10 times, they've actually outscored the opponent in the second half of the first. But regardless, there's something very important to ask you, because it's been a debate back and forth. And the text line's gone on, JT's gone on about it, and we thought JT was going to do this to you.
He wanted me to do this to you. Let's get this real. I did not say yes to it.
I said do this to Drew. And so obviously we decided against it. You came in here because I think it's better than giving you a choice.
Okay.
And the choices were going to be spit on or nut tapped. Because we've seen in the NFL, Jamar Chase, your guy, spit on Jalen Ramsey. But it was like through a face mask. He didn't, quote, apologize to him. He put out an apology letter, but didn't know his number. Ask somebody for his number, man. Somebody's got Jalen Ramsey's number. So...
I can't stand Jalen Ramsey, man.
But spitting on somebody is disrespectful, whether you can't stand him or not. But what happened to Juwan Jennings in the 49ers, he gets hit in the jewels. He gets hit in the jewels by Trevon Moehrig at the end of the game, the Monday Night Football.
I saw this.
So he goes down. I mean, it's clearly painful. Yeah, it's very painful. And I think it's just that he's been suspended for a game. One game.
They actually suspended him?
Yeah, for nut tapping somebody or spitting on him, you get one game. That's kind of how the NFL rules. It's Rule 12, Section 3, Article 1, no nut tapping.
I would say I probably would rather get spit on, as crazy as that sounds.
Really?
That's nuts, dude. I said I would rather get nut tapped.
I was asking JT.
Pun intended.
When you came in there, I was like, ask him if he wants to be spit on or nut tapped.
I would rather, I think, get spit on because you can clean spit off and it's not as long of an effect as... The other one.
Both of them suck, though, man.
Well, yeah, of course they do.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's hard to differentiate one game worse than the other.
But there, also, I think there's a difference. Like someone said on the text line earlier, there's a differentiality to both of them. One is disrespectful
thing.
I think
both of them
are. And one is like being like, oh, I want to violently hurt you. Because violently hurt you is getting nut tapped.
But I understand.
And he didn't even nut tap. He punched the dude in the nuts.
At the bottom of the pile, things happen. But at the end of a game, when you're just standing there and someone hits you in the jewels,
yes, I would rather be spit on.
All right.
But the spit goes sideways.
So no wonder he's a Bengals fan. It makes sense now.
No, I would rather, like, if I had to pick between the two of them, one of them has no lasting effect on me essentially at all whatsoever. It's just, let me clean the jersey's going to get cleaned off or whatever the case is, where the other one is, give me a minute. I got to hang on a second. Take me out, coach. I got to take a couple plays off.
But
here,
sometimes the adrenaline's going so much, they don't realize they were spit on thought for the game. And the videos come out and say, hey, spit on me. But if you get nut tapped, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would rather.
It was just
almost is making me uncomfortable when I was thinking about it. Like, it makes my stomach hurt.
It's
interesting
question.
Yeah.
Both make me kind of feel weird.
Isn't this better talking and discussing this than instead of doing it?
Well, yeah, I agree.
We thought about doing it.
If I would have just been out there and JT would have come out, would have walked out of the studio and just spit on me. What the heck, man?
No. He didn't want me to spit on you. He wanted me to nut tap you.
I don't know. I do not need to have any more stomach pain. After,
yeah, right, right.
Right before the show, listen, with you and Logan. Hey, Logan, Drew, take this over.
Hey, Drew, I respect you enough to not do that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I brought you into the station and taught you how to run this board.
That's facts. Dude, I'm over here still. I sneezed this morning, and my side still is hurting from that accident. I don't need to get nut tapped because that... I can't.
Your wife goes, what happened today? Oh yeah, one of my coaches decided to nut tap me.
I mean, I'm
feeling better.
I haven't mentioned it, but you feeling okay?
Yeah. The most trouble that I have is getting out of bed in the morning. Is the most.
It's 30 old football players, man.
Yeah, I am.
You can have a Binks Walker.
Yeah,
dude, I it's crazy. Like, I have to take. It's not like a long process. The first day after, though. Like on Wednesday after the accident was tough. Just you're getting out of bed and you're trying to roll over on your side and it's like you're pushing up with your arms. You're trying not to use any part of your core, but of course for your core, you use your core all the time.
Yeah.
Even to drink this little Mountain Dew can I got right here.
Oh man, you brought some Dew.
I brought myself some Dew.
I love some Dew.
Uh-huh.
So
underneath that shirt, what's that sweatshirt say? Is that Bengals? You have it covered up.
Heck yeah, I do. I'm also wearing a T-shirt, the Oklahoma State
nice.
Cowboys.
There you go.
Hey, I'm wearing the as I flash the Bengals on everybody
with
on
the
camera.
Under Armour over
hey
top.
Drew, I'm pretty happy today hearing about Eli Drinkwitz possibly getting that extension. It makes me fired up.
Yeah, I think we'll have to see that. It is very interesting the way that they phrase the whole deal is like the board or whatever group of people it is. I can't remember the exact name of it. I don't want to get it wrong, but they're meeting today, and I think the perceived thing is that they're going to announce that they're in negotiations to have an extension. They've got an offer finalized. Of course, Drink's got to take the offer, but obviously that's a step in the right direction as opposed to just sitting back and seeing what happens. Part of me thinks, Bink, and I don't know if you agree with this or you, JT, that they should
a punch down low.
Oh, sorry. Talk about the punch.
Mm.
Go ahead.
But if Missouri should get this done before Saturday.
Oh, that's what I think that's the plan.
I think Missouri should try everything in their power to get this thing done either today, probably not tomorrow, but Friday. Before Lane Kiffin says what he's doing, I would try to get that extension finalized and just be done with it. Because the last thing that they want, I think, is Lane Kiffin to say, hey, I'm staying in Ole Miss, baby. And LSU and Florida's like, yo, we'll overpay to get you Drink. We'll pay you $12 million a year. We'll overpay you to get you here because we're that desperate. Because right now the market is thinning in terms of good, quote unquote, high quality options.
And I think those comments did hurt him with Florida and LSU fans as far as being satisfied.
I think that in terms of the acceptance of everybody else outside of the room that's making the decisions, I think there's some merit. But I don't think Drink's wrong. I think his comments were actually kind of spot on.
That is the things you hold internally.
I do understand though. Like if you are LSU and you want to win a national title, hearing a coach say that isn't necessarily what you want to hear, but let's be honest. Like, what Coach Drinkwitz is doing, he's proved that he is a very good college football coach and a very good recruiter.
That's what I've been trying to argue for the last 3 days.
He's awesome.
James Franklin, everybody thought that he was an overrated head coach. He had the fifth most wins in the country the last 5 years.
And he won two playoff games.
Yeah, I think it is for people's expectations, especially for when you are dealing with Missouri and you're looking at a program that has never made the playoff before, and they're in a conference that is as deep as it is this season. The SEC, if all of the teams that have only two losses win this weekend and none of them play each other, you can make a case that six SEC teams make the playoff. And in the end,
easily.
And in the end, if you look at who Missouri's played, four of them would be in the playoff in A&M, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Vandy. So, it, like, I know that before the season started, we looked at Missouri's schedule and was like, man, this is really favorable for Missouri, and I understand the home and away stuff, but hindsight's always 20/20, and in hindsight, this is a really difficult season to be in the SEC.
Yeah.
And he's top 20
because they're
in
all kind of,
yeah,
they're all kind of all there together. But I'll say this, Drew, I think there's two things about this Eli Drinkwitz news coming out yesterday. Was one, the news about Oklahoma State hiring Eric Morris. I think Eric Morris was the backup plan if Eli left.
I agree.
I think that's where.
Yeah, he would have been a great hire for Missouri.
But two, I also agree with you. I think what's happening is they think, and I've said this, I think it's something about Lane Kiffin where I think he's not going to take the LSU job. Whether he goes to Florida or stays at Ole Miss, I think he doesn't. And Mizzou's now scared that LSU will try to swoop him. And so I think they're going to try to get this deal done Friday. And then everyone's like, all right, we don't have to worry about it.
My guess is he tells the team before the game and they go out and win the Egg Bowl.
He's talking about Lane.
Lane Kiffin
says, I'm staying.
He tells the team. Now, if he didn't say anything before the Egg Bowl, he's not staying because he's doing that to inspire him in the Egg Bowl.
I will say this. If Lane Kiffin says that he's staying, I don't know. Where were they at in the playoff? Sixth? Were they sixth in the rankings?
If you're him, why would you wait, though? You want that?
Yeah. I know. I agree. I do think that. Because what was the playoff standings? I want to see how the playoff
rankings. They're right sitting at Tech. Seven at Oregon.
Oh wait. So they're
Ole Miss is sixth.
No, Ole Miss is sixth because or seventh because Oregon jumped them.
But they have a home game though.
Yeah, right. So Ole Miss is hosting number 10 Alabama. Then they play Indiana. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. I was going to say I think they'd get to a semifinal if he went out and said that. If he was staying, I don't know about that.
Yeah, Indiana's tough.
Indiana's tough in Alabama also. You get Ty Simpson.
But doesn't if Ole Miss wins this week, don't they get to the SEC championship?
I believe it depends on what happens with Texas A&M.
Okay.
Because right now it's Georgia and
A&M.
A&M, correct?
Because right now
at least in terms of the rankings it is.
Tulane at Texas Tech, Notre Dame at Oklahoma, Miami at Oregon, and Alabama at Ole Miss.
That would make sense because A&M's three, Georgia's four, then it's Ole Miss at seven. Those are your SEC schools.
Put it this way, Notre Dame, Miami, Oregon, all these teams are going to be jumbled up the next one.
How much more time do you guys have before you go to break? Because I have a question.
I'm here for it.
All right. Somebody brought this up last night. I thought it was interesting. The fact that Miami is not in the ACC title game. However, they are the highest ranked ACC team currently. Is there any, I think that's some of what rubs people the wrong way and how the rankings are is, we're not basing it off of conference standings. We're basing it more off the eye test. And Carrington had said something yesterday, find me better wins for Notre Dame. Like, well, what makes Notre Dame a better team? Well, if you heard Rhys Davis when he was going through, it feels like this committee is an eye test committee where Miami looks better than Virginia does. Miami looks better than Georgia Tech has recently. But I also think you can make the case that Miami, if you compare them directly to Notre Dame, if you were to take Notre Dame, Vandy, Miami, and Michigan, let's say Michigan beats Ohio State, Michigan's getting in the playoff 100%. But if you take what 10-2 team, even Alabama, maybe, dare I say, what team looks the best? It's Notre Dame at 10-2, but the problem is Notre Dame lost to Miami head-to-head, so what does the committee decide to do? I think that's where
the interplay matters better. Carson Beck had his best game the last one.
When we get to the final little debate between the last two spots in the rankings, it'll be so fascinating. Like, forget the top seeds. We already kind of know where that's going, and maybe it can get a little interesting with how the conference title game is going and stuff. But the thing that we need to pay attention to in the little battle is for that, like, 9, 10, 11, 12 spot where the group of five spot is still up for grabs currently. I lean towards North Texas probably making it. They're also the better story.
But now they have no coach.
Morris is going to coach the rest of the year, though.
He's going
to
stay.
Even though it was announced, he's staying there, which I think is the...
So that's great. And they're letting him coach the playoffs if they make it, I'm assuming? Yeah. Okay,
Mestermaker is going to be taking nobody at somewhere else. Hey, he's probably going to go to Oklahoma State.
The air raid is back at Oklahoma State, too, by the way, which
it
I don't...
It looks like Virginia and SMU, if they win, they'll be the ACC championship.
Which again, so not that they steal a bid, but... You're looking at Miami. Okay, you didn't make your conference title game. You've looked okay, but the fact that they lost to Louisville, that was a bad loss to Louisville. That loss to Louisville looks worse and worse and worse because Louisville might end up 7-5 if they can't beat Kentucky.
Great team early on, bad team down.
Same thing with Alabama. Alabama has the worst loss out of all the teams that are in that little 10-2 spot. They got a worse loss than everybody else because they got beat bad. And I know it was early on in the season, but This is what's great about college football is that every single game counts and every single game matters. It doesn't matter whether it's week two or whether it's week 12. This is what's great about college football because you can't have any slip ups. And if it's a bad loss, that's really going to stand out when we look at your resume in comparison to other teams like Notre Dame, where yes, they lost to Miami, but Notre Dame has a combined two losses by like 6 points to A&M, who might be one of the best teams in the country. And then Miami, who at one point were one of the best teams in the country and are also in the playoffs. So it's hard to make the argument against Notre Dame making it, but I think Miami also has to make it as a caveat because they beat Notre Dame.
One question to you two about this is...
And we saw Ole Miss, they did get jumped by Oregon because they didn't play.
Right, mm-hmm. But my big question to you guys is, so Texas Tech is 5th, BYU is 11th. If they both win this week, they play in the Big 12 championship.
Yep.
Say BYU loses in the Big 12 championship. Are they going to get knocked out for playing?
No, but say if they won, have two teams.
Well, right. But I'm saying, but if they lose, BYU's... You keeping BYU in the top 12 to get in?
I don't think they get in.
If you look at... Because
they're the first team out right now, them and Utah.
I don't think they get in either, but I saw something came up. The ESPN's FPI put out like strength of record and strength of schedule. BYU's got it was number 6 on that list.
That's crazy.
Ahead of many SEC teams, but they were only 11th in the rankings. So,
and their one loss is to Texas Tech.
It is very interesting when you look at how the committee view, and this is where, again, if we had the BCS system, I think the rankings would look completely different.
Yeah.
BYU would be a top 8 team, at least. I'll give them 8. I don't know about 6, but BYU would be in the top 8 right now. And I think that the Big 12 would have a legitimate shot at getting two teams in. If BYU beats Texas Tech, obviously BYU's in because they won the conference, but Texas Tech all of a sudden, quote unquote, steals a bid because they're automatically in. And then maybe Alabama's out at that point. Maybe Notre Dame's out at that point. I think it's crazy because all this talking, and I'll admit that I've been a part of it. If you're 10-2 and you're in the SEC or the Big Ten and you go 10-2, you're pretty much locked in. That's what we saw last year. But this year has been so competitive at the top and so good and so deep in terms of the conferences, there's going to be 10-2 teams that do not make the playoff from power conferences, which is, it's kind of crazy. But again, I think that showcases why having 12 teams, I understand why you would want to expand it to 16, but I think the way that they have it at 12 right now, it creates more conversation, more intensity. We're all like on pins and needles trying to figure out how the rankings are going to go. But also this Georgia Tech game against Georgia absolutely matters in the cards of Georgia making the SEC title game, of Georgia Tech trying to stay alive in the playoff. Texas is trying to ruin A&M's chances of going to an SEC title. Like, there's so much more on the line with beyond just the rivalries
so
and stuff.
So your group of 5 team is Tulane. If they win, they're in the American Athletic Conference championship game. Navy's sitting out there, but North Texas had the tiebreaker over them. In North Texas, is it going to be Tulane, or does James Madison sneak in?
Yeah, James Madison, they had a little bit of a sneaker against Wazoo. They almost lost that one, which I think, and their strength of record is solid, but part of me also thinks the American is just the better conference. So you just put the conference winner in. And this is no offense to the Sun Belt, but that's kind of just the way that.
And Chesney had to replace a lot of players because Cignetti took them to Indiana from James
Madison. This is no shade at JMU. I do think this is part of me. If they did go to expand the playoff, I think what we could use conference weekend for what would be like a play-in style thing where the best group of 5 team plays number 4 group of 5 team, and then number 2 plays number 3, and the winners play for those two spots, and then you have whoever is there. Like it's like a play-in for the group of 5 teams.
The bunch of all the group 5 teams, their top like two, and you have them in a pool.
Yeah, I think it would create a play-in sort of environment for the group of 5 because it's only one spot, but it's 3 or 4 teams vying for it. Not that it's unfair, but it would make it more fair if they just played each other.
I'm glad they let Eric Morris stay there at North Texas to finish the deal.
So am I. And I think, by the way, it sounds like it was between Eric Morris and K-State grad Colin Klein for that job. And Eric Morris eventually got the nod. I think K-State fans are probably kind of happy that Colin Klein is not coaching somewhere else.
Speaking of K-State and KU, they sit at 5 wins, a win, and they're in a bowl game.
Uh-huh.
Each of them. K-State plays Colorado.
Dumb.
I look for K-State to go to a bowl game. KU got Utah after giving up 472 yards rushing to Kansas State. Plays in Lawrence. Do they get that one win and get the bowl game?
Okay, I was texting our guy Rob Breton, and he thinks that KU is not winning the game. Let me just say that. We were talking about how
K-State
well...
K-State gave him everything, and everybody gave K-State a chance because they lost Romaine on defense and Jace Brown on offense.
I know, and I was talking to Rob about it. I was like, you know, let me pull up the text because I think it's funny, actually, what he said.
I also don't think...
He has no faith in KU's offense, is what I'll say.
I don't think KU wins, and I think Big 12 does not want KU to win because it keeps Utah strength of schedule against the other two teams.
He texted me on Saturday. I shiver at how many points Utah will score on Friday. And then I said, dude, it could be a repeat of tonight. And he goes, KU's not going to 47, though. Rob has no faith in his Kansas Jayhawks.
And he's going to the game. He's going to the game. He has no faith in him.
Is he?
It's a Utah team that was on the ropes to Kansas State.
No, I
gave up 293 to Joe Jackson.
Well, actually, I think that hurts KU's chance against him. Because
Joe Jackson's
K-State
had one
so
game
hard.
Over 100 yards this year. 110 against TCU. He had 293 in the school record. Beat Sproles by 1 yard.
I feel so bad for K-State fans. You probably don't, JT, because you're a Mizzou guy. But I felt so bad.
For them losing that game?
You had 492 yards of rushing offense. Darren Sproles' record was broken. And you lost the game. I feel it's just that. That's all you need to know the year that it's been for Kansas State. And Chris Klieman had the passionate press conference afterwards. He's got backing. He's not going anywhere. But, man, it's been a tough season to be a K-State Wildcat,
I bet.
Thing.
It's been tough for both of those schools.
And Vanderbilt sits out there. And Vanderbilt would challenge these teams, too. I mean... Could be a two-loss Vanderbilt team not getting in.
Which is why I think it makes it very, very... I will say this. Utah got beat really good by Texas Tech, and they lost to BYU, and they just gave up 490 rushing yards to K-State. I'm not saying they should be out, but I think they should be ranked behind Vanderbilt, at the very least. You don't give up 490... two rushing yards and only drop one spot, in my opinion. I would have Michigan dang near ahead of them as well. Just because they gave up 500 yards of rushing offense. That's you're not deserving of being the 13th ranked team or whatever.
His son, by the way, on the Chiefs staff, on defensive staff, Kyle Whittingham Jr. I don't know if it's Kyle.
I was going to say, is it a junior?
I don't think he's
Kyle junior. Whittingham is a great coach.
He's a great coach.
But yeah.
He's a teammate of Andy Reid at BYU.
This is one of the most fun weekends because so much crap can happen on rivalry
week.
But
this bracket this week, it's Alex Whittingham, by the way. But this bracket this weekend and what happens, everything's going to be jumbled. Because, again, Oregon, the Big Ten title game, I mean, there's so many – Michigan beating Ohio State. There's so many things that can happen to this bracket for teams.
I don't think this would happen. I saw somebody question if Alabama lost to Auburn, if DeBoer would get canned, which I would say no, but they would be 9-3. They'd miss the playoff again.
Would he go to Penn State?
You hear about the rumor that he's talking with Penn State possibly?
That would be...
I would say less pressure, but there's pressure at Penn State.
Yeah. I disagree. I think that would be a backwards move for him. Not even a lateral move. That'd be a backwards move for DeBoer, but there's less pressure. In fairness, though, this is the thing, too, the reason I bring it up. We've seen some weird stuff happen to Jordan Hare. There are some weird things.
Oh, God,
that
those referees, too.
There are some weird things that happen at Jordan Hare Stadium.
The fans are already there.
And the fans are there. Obviously, you know, you get the run that Auburn had to that national title or whatever it was, where Nick Marshall throws the deep ball against Georgia. The ball's tipped up by two George Burns and then caught.
It. Oh.
And then
the kick six.
And then the same season, a couple weeks later, you get the kick six. There are some weird things that happen.
They are starting a true freshman. They are not starting the same quarterback they did last week.
The fact they aren't starting Deuce Knight. Yeah. I don't know what Auburn's doing.
Why are they doing it?
He's had six touchdowns last week. Now we're going to go with the other guy.
Yeah, Deuce is fine.
What happened to Arnold? I'm not following Auburn that well.
Is he injured or is he just? I think we're kind of finding
out.
He just hasn't panned out the way that they thought he would.
He's got a leg injury.
Okay. But yeah,
Deuce Knight is.
Deuce was really good. I know it was only Mercer, but...
It'll be really interesting to see what Auburn does because they obviously still have the head coaching opening. If Kiffin stays, does Sumrall all of a sudden go to LSU? Because I thought Auburn would be a great spot for him. I thought Auburn would have tried to jump at the chance to get Sumrall there, but Silverfield and Arkansas, there's a lot of SEC jobs, you know, that are open right now.
I'm intrigued because I don't know what Arkansas is doing. Who knows what Arkansas is doing, but I thought they would have already hired someone. I thought Sumrall would go to Arkansas. I know they were after...
Sumrall's a really good coach.
I know they were going after Eric, who's now at Oklahoma State, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see where Arkansas goes.
Wisconsin Bank is going to get that dub, too, on Saturday.
Who do they play?
Minnesota for the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Speaking of Minnesota, did you see him? They played at Wrigley against Northwestern. They had ivy on their helmets.
And Matt Mullen didn't know what the ivy was. But hey, if Wisconsin wins, they would be 3-1 since they announced that Fickell's coming back. He stopped wearing the vest with the acronym team on the back, and they're winning games over top 25 teams.
And would they be bowl eligible?
No, they would not be.
Okay.
They'd get to 5-7, though, which I think is, given the schedule and how they ended the season, it gives you some encouragement going into the offseason where...
Totally.
Hey, the guy that's throwing Chris Henry Jr., the football over at Mater Day Bank, is a Wisconsin commit, 4-star quarterback.
Yeah. How long is he going to be committed for you?
He's been committed for a while. Hopefully he stays. I think he will stay, but a lot of people think that it's more Chris Henry Jr. is making him look good than it is him helping Chris Henry. Anyways.
Yeah, we'll see what Ashley
some good stuff does this weekend. I'm very fired up for it, as well as the food, as always.
So, for the record, you're to be spit on.
Yes.
Okay. Glad we got that out of them.
I don't want it to be done. Like, I don't want either done, of course, but if I had
all of a sudden you just see a spit coming across the table at you.
No, if I had a preference, it would be to be spit on, yes. And you might think I'm crazy for that, but I would rather take a half a second of disrespect than 5 minutes of I need to lay down in the fetal position or something like that, you know?
Good stuff. Drew Nixon, Chiefs, contenders, pretenders next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Jim Binkley, JT Noah. Big thanks to Drew Nixon. Get some college football talk out there with Drew, and it was basically a question between the nut tap and spinning. But we didn't have to do either, JT. Didn't have to do either, and we got Drew.
It worked out great.
All right, short segment here because we have to finish this thing up with the weekend slate of college football. But contender, pretender, I don't know. I mean, I do power rankings each week when I do the night show and stuff like that, but they don't matter. I mean, it's just who you think's better than other teams. But do you feel – I'll tell you who I think the top five are. You tell me if you think they're contenders or pretender. The Rams, total contender. In my mind.
You say contender?
Yeah
contender. Totally.
Eagles, I'm still saying contender with them because I still think you have to go through them. I know they blew that lead to Dallas. It's still a good football team. Great football team.
Yeah.
So Eagles, I'm still sitting there saying they're the best team in the NFC.
You think they're the best in the NFC? I think the Rams are.
Well, if they have to go to L.A., maybe things are different.
Right, I know. But I don't know, the Eagles beat them early on in the year in Philly, but I think the Rams are the better team right now.
Fair enough. Patriots, you buying into what they're doing?
Obviously I am. I said they're the most, they're the team I'm feared of the most in the AFC.
So Patriots, if they get that one seed, they're very dangerous. The Broncos, you buying them or not?
Nope.
See, actually I am.
You're buying the Broncos?
I actually am.
I just can't trust Bo. And I know Bo made great plays against us, but I don't know if he can consistently do it for three games.
If they get the home field, look out.
Well, right, but I think the Patriots could get the home field.
I think that 5-game winning drives helps that psyche of that team. And they were able to knock off the big bad villain, the Kansas City Chiefs. And they will win AFC West crown. So Yeah, Seahawks, you buying in on what they're doing with Sam Darnold?
Nope.
Like, I don't believe in Darnold down the stretch.
I love JSN. I think the defense is good. I just don't trust Sam Darnold, just like I don't trust Daniel Jones at the Colts. So both of those teams I call pretenders.
Packers, they've been up and down.
I don't know what to think of them.
I mean, they're so talented, but can they put it together? And do you believe in Jordan Love?
I'm going to call them pretenders.
Yeah, because I can't believe in inconsistency with the Packers. They've looked great at times, and they've looked like crap at times. So I don't know what to say. The Ravens. You buy in the Ravens being the fifth team in the NFL to come back from 1-5 deficit, turn their team around, turn their season around.
Which one? Oh, Ravens?
Ravens.
See, I don't think Lamar's fully healthy. So I think they get into the playoffs. I think they're the best team in that division. I just don't know if they can make a run with it with how Lamar's not 100%. So I'm going to call them, I guess, at this point, pretenders.
They have everything in front of them with their schedule. I think the Ravens, obviously, they're getting healthier. Lamar Jackson's been hit or miss, but he always plays. He always finds a way to play in the games, especially down the stretch. But the Ravens, they've got the Bengals twice, and they still have the Steelers twice. I mean, a lot can be made of playing four of your seven games against either the Bengals or the Steelers. And, oh, by the way, they got Green Bay and New England mixed in there as well. That is not an easy schedule, is it? You got the Bengals, the Steelers, Bengals again, Patriots, Packers, at Steelers. That's not an easy schedule. And again, if the Ravens are sitting out there as a wild card tied team, Chiefs do have the tiebreaker over them. You buy in the Colts after what you saw?
Nope.
Or do you think that's a team just gets to the playoffs and bounces
They'll get
out?
To the playoffs, but I think they'll drain out. Daniel Jones can't make the big plays.
On the road, they're a different team. They're much.
Well, yeah, he needs to be in a dome. He works well in a dome. I don't trust him.
The Bills. You buy in how bad they looked in Houston? Giving up 8 sacks. They still can't stop the run.
Well, I think that said a lot more about
going out and getting
Texans.
Bargain bin Brandon Cooks.
I'm going to say I'm going to buy them because of their quarterback. I'm going to buy because of Josh Allen.
No response. Oh, the text line is asking about Drew. Drew is actually getting ready for a show next. He'll respond to your text. People are wanting Drew to respond.
I know you're going to sell on him because of you being who you are being. But
The Bills.
The Bills, yeah.
I just don't buy what they do, man.
They're going to be there every year, though. They're going to be there every year.
Because of Allen. And they can't win everything because of Allen.
Right. No, it's not because of Allen. I've told you this. It's not because of Allen. It's because of their head coach.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you.
I don't know why I'm going to buy them when I know they're going
to
fail.
But you trust that team on the road in the playoffs? I don't. Bills look good when they're at home. They look good against Broncos last year in the first round of the playoffs at home. But again, you get them on the road, which is where they're going to have to be. Don't buy them. You buying the Chiefs and what they did? Or you wait and see what they do against the Cowboys?
I need to wait and see.
Okay.
If
that's fair.
I need to wait and see on them. Because I don't know what I'm getting with them right now. They're a bag of magic beans, and you don't know if they're good magic or bad magic.
Fried deviled eggs or not.
Right.
You know which one they are. We'll take a time out. We come back. The weekend slate in football looks insane. Don't forget, we're back on Friday. No shows on Thursday, but back on Friday to talk about that Chiefs and Cowboys game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Binkley, JT Noah producing the operation. Lance says he didn't see the Colts getting in. Keep in mind, they have a one-game lead on the Jags in the division. Do you know Jacksonville's beat Indy 10 straight times in Jacksonville? Indy still has to go to Jacksonville to play. Interesting stuff that they hold such an advantage at Jacksonville. You hear that, JT? So they've won 10 straight against the Colts in Jacksonville. I know every season's a different season. Clearly, this Colts team's different than other ones, but they do hold the advantage. College football slate, again, we have shows starting at 8, so it'll be 8 on Friday. It'll be different than 6 a.m., so they start at 8. They run through the day. We're here, Mac and Drew in the mornings, then us, and then Carrington in the afternoon. But we come right out on 11, and it's right when the Egg Bowl's going on. Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Also, Kansas in Utah, and a very important game for Kansas bowl eligibility at 11 o'clock. Of course, you have this going on with the Chiefs recap versus the Dallas Cowboys, but college football slate's ridiculous this weekend. Georgia Tech on Friday as well. Then we have Indiana, Purdue, and a big one, Texas A&M and Texas, a rivalry game. That's just on Friday. Saturday, you have that Ohio State, Michigan game. You've got the Miami versus Pitt game. It's a ranked game. And then, of course, you have Oregon, Washington, the LSU, Oklahoma game, Vandy, Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn, the Iron Bowl at 6:30 Saturday night. It's going to be crazy. And as far as the NFL games, because you'll be able to sit back, probably enjoy Red Zone. I enjoy Red Zone when the Chiefs aren't in. But at noon, you get the all-important Texans at Colts. It's tough for the Colts, man. You got the Chiefs, then you got to play the Texans. That's the CBS game. Rams and Panthers, same time on Fox. Not as interesting as that Texans-Colts. 3 o'clock, you get a good one, JT. Bills at the Steelers at 3 o'clock on CBS. That should be interesting for the Chiefs' stake to watch.
It'll be interesting to watch.
It will. At 7 o'clock, you get the Broncos and the Commanders. I mean, crap game on Sunday night.
And then hey, who knows? You never know. Primetime games always get weird.
Yeah. And you don't have Jaden Daniels in this game either, I don't believe. So.
Okay, that's what I didn't know, if Daniels was playing or not.
And how about this Monday night game? The Giants versus the Patriots.
Oh, my God, that's going to feed families.
The Giants are the only team currently in the NFL eliminated from the playoffs.
But I will say they have
Tennessee and all these teams will. But technically, they're the only team eliminated.
They do have the most entertaining quarterback, though, the Giants do, and Jameis Winston.
He is. He threw for, what, 366 last week?
He also caught a touchdown.
He did.
And broke a tackle. Yeah. So, he's an entertainer.
I think Jameis is funny.
He's so fun to be around.
Did you see him as a correspondent reporter during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I did. He's having fun out there. He's not trying hard, but he's also not taking everything on his shoulder like, oh, yeah, I'm a backup. I stink. No, he's just out there enjoying life and having fun.
But the Patriots are only 7.5-point favorites over the Giants. How does this happen? And it's a home game for the Patriots. They buying into Jameis?
I don't know if they're buying into Jameis or they think maybe it's a letdown week for the Patriots.
Raiders and Chargers, 325.
Raiders and Chargers. And the Raiders find a way to win.
And the Chargers are interesting to me because when a healthy offensive line, they're good, but their offensive line, their left tackle and right tackle done for the year. Rashawn Slater didn't even play to start the year. The left tackle, Joe Alt, had to move over. Now he's hurt for the year. Two high ankle sprains with Joe Alt. That's a different team. JT, Thanksgiving, you're going to be with the family, I think you said?
Yeah, I've got fiance's family in the morning, then my family in the afternoon for the Chiefs game.
Sweet. And you'll be in your cave.
And I'll be in the man cave.
And nobody can watch with you but your brother.
A brother and his wife and my fiance. Yeah, that's who usually watches it.
So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Appreciate Jay calling in, talking about those fried deviled eggs.
Fried deviled eggs. Are you going to have some tomorrow?
If I stop out there and get some. Yeah. I'm not going to cook them.
No, that's obviously for sure. You're not. Are you going anywhere tomorrow?
Here.
This is where. Oh, game. Yeah. So are you going to have any turkey at all tomorrow?
Chances are no.
Ham?
Turkey does not jump out. Ham, yes.
Okay. Ham you're going to have, though?
And barbecue.
Said
we're going to get the barbecue.
Yep. That'll be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the game.
Oh, before the game.
I don't know what's going to come here.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's Jefferson stuff. It's usually Hy-V stuff every week. So we'll see what happens during the game. But you can listen to the game right here, 96.5.
Man, what's your score prediction tomorrow?
I'm going to go Chiefs 27, Cowboys 24.
Okay. Man, I don't know. I think it's going to be one of the higher scoring games. I've got Chiefs winning.
We always think that, but the defense has been playing so
good. I know. I say high scoring, but it's high scoring for the Chiefs. 26-22, an odd score. I don't know how we got to 22, but we got to 22.
The safety.
Safety, maybe. Just field goals, you never know.
The Chiefs winning.
Yes, Chiefs do win somehow. I don't know how.
We will talk about this game on Monday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Talk about it on Friday.
Everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We genuinely appreciate you making this your choice. Much appreciated. Drew, Logan Weber on next, followed by CDOT this afternoon. I think he's with Nathan this afternoon. So, see
you guys. Newlywed Nathan.
Yeah, newlywed. Got married in fall. Something you're not doing, JT. You say, I love Nathan. But anyway, we'll see you Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.